Hello, it's White Psychics Gone Wild, everybody.
Blog
Get ready.
Talk Radio.
Get ready, guys. It's Psychics Gone Wild, and we're having blog talk time. So here goes our song. Get ready for a great show, and happy Halloween.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world is a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better than where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devoted, two times afloat under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy. As up to the waves, they roll. The fish on the land, they're happy. They start coasting in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They ain't but a worse of fate. One day when the boss gets hungry,
guess who gone beyond the plate?
Oh, under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, try us and eat us in fricassee. We want a land of loves to cook. Under the sea we off the hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea,
under the sea.
Life is sweet here, we got the beat here, naturally. Even the surgeon and the ray, they get the urge to start to play. We got the spirit, you got the hearing, under the sea. The lute played the flute, the cop played the harp, the place played the bass, and they sounded up. The bass played the brass, the chum played the tub. The fluke is a duke of soul. The red he can play, the links on the string, the drum rocking up. The black fish is in the shelf, and the rat, they know where it's at, and know that the flop is blow.
Hey everyone, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. Happy Halloween. Live show tonight. We've got quite a few callers on our 773-897-6461 line. We've got a jam-packed night tonight. We've got two phenomenal people and some time to really enjoy your evening, and we thank all of you who listen in to our show. Starting out tonight, we have a new guest and a very phenomenal gentleman that you guys are going to be very much impressed with. I know a lot of you have been asking me on Facebook and figuring out that we have a whole new variety that we're adding to Psychics Gone Wild. This is one of our very special guest friends of Amy Kavanaugh and very welcome gentleman named Glenn Cakley. And Glenn Cakley is a certified hypnotist. He is also has a very long, extensive record here of working with a lot of the things we work with, the transformation, the working with the optical whole being through hypnosis. He does transformation and a lot of manifesting. Those of you who have been asking for it, Amy went out and found you guys the person you need to talk to about how you want to manifest those dreams, how you want that money brought in. One of the excellent, really gifted things that we're going to be looking at is that tonight we want to have with all of you, I know quite a few have already started to call in and look, we're really welcoming you to limit your questions a little bit. Glenn will be on tonight and then back on in November with Amy, and we'll be doing some more questions. I've got a lot of you emailing me, and I love that. I'm checking both sites. We're going to do a lot of fun here. And Glenn, we welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Jethro, I am really good. Thank you very much for that spectacular introduction. I appreciate it very much.
We thank you. You know, as a student of New Age philosophy and a metaphysical instructor and obviously manifestating, you know, masters we call in the way, we're really looking forward to some of your, you know, we've got people that are emailing me questions right now. We've got Amy's going to do a little bit of the interviewing tonight with you too, and we've got a good, we're going to try to get it jam-packed in. But Glenn, one of the questions we have right now, we've got, I love the audience. We have a lot of emails always coming in. Is one of the really good things that we've got here is, Glenn, you they're really curious about, you have done this on people and you do this with animals. I had put a little bit of work in Psychic Chat earlier and some on Facebook, and I've had people responding back. They're wanting to know, were you motivated to do this, Glenn? Tell people a little bit about you.
I've been doing energy work since the mid-90s, Reiki and hypnosis, all kind of for myself, for my own self-serving reasons, while I was in the corporate world. And it was kind of, these kind of strategies really kept me grounded while I was in the corporate world. And I'd have a lot of people come up to me, peers, saying, you know, how do you stay so calm when we're stressed? Everyone's stressed, we're working so hard. And I would just give them, you know, a little bit of information on what the books I've read, what I do, meditation, Reiki, hypnosis. So I would just start helping people in the corporate world where I was where I resided to feel better during their day, because there's a lot of stress in the corporate world. And then when I left the corporate world in 2007, I opened up my own business, which was a cafe. It was an Italian espresso cafe.
Yeah.
And it was right when the economic tsunami globally hit. And I was a little nervous at first, you know, 90% of all businesses fail in the first few years, especially in the food business. But then once I got past my nervousness, I said, Glenn, just use all the strategies that you know. You know, the manifestation strategies, the law of attraction. Just don't let your mind wander off and create what's happening to so many people, lost homes, lost businesses, financial devastation. And that forced me instantaneously to utilize the principles of the law of attraction and the manifestation principles that I've created to keep my business going during the worst economic crisis that's ever hit the United States and beyond. And I survived. I even thrived during that period with a new, brand new business. And on top of that, when I was done with the business, when I wanted to really move in this direction full time, I was able to sell my business to somebody.
So very phenomenal. Very good.
These principles have served me quite well in my lifespan so far.
I feel very honored to that, and I am, you know, we're birds of a feather when it comes to with business and food service, and I agree with you very much. You know, you have to be on it in the business world and manifesting to keep a business going, and I'm very impressed as we were discussing here how, you know, Glenn is also a Reiki master, which, you know, a lot of us, we start out with our chakra here. We've worked with a lot of healing. Glenn has got some real good experience here in the area of working with putting this energy together and a lot of healing, you know, and it's like I was really impressed with you that, you know, when we were talking earlier, me and Glenn, about the show, that Glenn has really extended and put his metaphysical energy to the same extension that all of us on Psychics Gone Wild. And the one of the really great things that we were discussing and hopefully can do is to put together where Glenn could do a good half an hour and work with some of the metaphysical practices, Glenn, because you have a new book coming out and we're all going to be excited. I want all of you guys to grab a pencil and paper and remember to put down, you know, Glenn's name and keep a pen and pencil there. Make sure you go on Facebook. Glenn, tell them about your new book and how they can contact you.
Yep. My book is called Your Power to Create You, which is really the whole metaphysical practice. We have the power to create the world that we want to live in. There isn't anything standing in our way except ourselves. We're the ones that get in our own way. Our thoughts, our feelings, our moods, our history gets in the way from us creating our heart's desires, our soul purpose, if you will, and we're the ones that get in our way. So I named my book, Your Power to Create You, and it's a metaphysical book to reconnect people to their inner power so that they can harness the law of attraction so that they can begin to manifest their life dreams, so that they can get out of their own way. It's an action-based book. It's a self-help book, but there's a lot of action steps involved, because to create your dreams, you do have to take action. It's not going to happen through a wish.
I agree very much. And Glenn, we were discussing this with the topic of when you do readings, and I have a very good accuracy. And those of you who laughed this month, I took a little bit of a beating over the computer with a couple complaints, which, you know, I will put down, I will say this over the radio, 1995 was the last time I was off, but it's okay, because the person that did put this down on there never let me finish the sentence. And second, when we got through everything, I didn't say what they wanted. And I love what Glenn just said about, you know, manifesting. Creating your life is a phenomenal way to say that. People who hear our readings, one of the things that I realized as we were going through today, I was like, this is really good for putting the metaphysical out there. And it's something I'm bringing back. When I give someone a reading now, I love that. Put the action with it, because, you know, the person didn't want to hear what I said. And now I look at the year, and I really proudly will say this out to all of you that are my regulars and know, this person I can guarantee you will call me back. Within 3 months, this person's going to call me back and be upset and go, I put this on the computer, and, you know, they told me I need a day off, and I want to laugh. Yeah, a day off from arguing, because I gave what should have been a half an hour reading, I gave for that in 45. Glenn, in manifesting, isn't this part of what you guys deal with? When you've got someone who's coming to you, do they have to be open-minded, or can you work with anyone on it? Can you, you know, help me on that, on the manifesting part?
Yeah, I can work with anybody. In fact, what I do mostly for my livelihood, I work in two areas. I work with cancer patients who are under medical care, receiving chemotherapy and radiation. I work with them, and they're very open to the metaphysical, spiritual energy side of the work that I do with Reiki and hypnosis and guided imagery. But also, the other part of my livelihood is I am very privileged to work in a few local nursing homes where I engage. I'm working with 80 and 90-year-old people, so they have no idea what Reiki is, what hypnosis is, what any of this spiritual woo-woo is, what some people call woo-woo, and they are very open to what I have to offer them, because I always explain to them, I'm an individual, I'm a human being that chooses to be here with another human being in their time of need. So even though that they don't have any background with any of the work that I do or you do, our elderly population is very open to the services that I provide for them, because in just one session, they very quickly feel relaxed, relief, less pain, more hopeful, less frightened. Our elderly population, they're very frightened. And Reiki and hypnosis and guided imagery helps to lessen that feeling for them. So they're very appreciative of it, and they're thirsty for me to come back for more.
I love that. See, and that's exactly what, you know, we're doing here. We're putting out the energy. And those of you who know it's Halloween, I'm not trying to scare you beyond bringing up the person on the other. I just also wanted to get you guys to look. I've got a lot of you emailing me going, whoa, you were wrong. Yes, I am human. What I even love about even what you, Glenn is just saying there, if you look at the concepts and the intensity of what we're doing metaphysical, this is something that he's willing to work with all of you. How many times do you guys call, and especially in the last 2 months of doing the both shows, those of you, you know, I'm on Living in the Psychic Realm on Tuesday nights. Make sure when you guys do have these energies, get a hold of someone like Glenn. Glenn, I have a person here from Tennessee that is writing me. They're saying they have no job, they have no means, they have nothing left. Can you help them with manifesting? I'm not sure if they understand what manifesting is.
Well, yep, and I understand there's a lot of Americans that are in that predicament right now. And the first thing I would ask them to do is to try to get them in at least in a state of calm and appreciation. I mean, there's got to be something they appreciate. They probably had a livelihood at one point. They probably had money at one point, or at least enough money to survive at one point. And yes, circumstances have changed, but they can change it back through their thoughts. They can honestly change it back through their thoughts. One of the things, if I ever feel stuck in life, when I'm stuck, and of course I get stuck, I have the same issues as everybody else. I just have different tools to get myself past those blocks quicker. But whenever I feel stuck, the first thing I do is I help somebody else. Because when I help somebody else, it takes my mind off of my problems, And usually the answer that I need to hear or that I get metaphysically or spiritually will come out of the physical act of doing something else for somebody else. But that's when I'm the least resistant, that's when the answers come, and they come all the time. So I would ask the person if they're able to, now that they are unemployed and they have time, are they able to do something for somebody else an hour or two during the day, kind of take their mind off their own problems and start creating this energy of appreciation. Oh, wow, I have time to help other people. I have usefulness. I have a purpose, and their purpose will come out of that.
Very good. Very excellent, Glenn. We've got them writing. We've got Amy on the line. Amy, would you like to talk with Glenn Fairvitz? We've got about 14 minutes. We're running here on. We're trying to get it in quickly. I apologize. It's just Halloween, and we've got Dina Flanagan coming up with the readings. We've got all the gifts out, and Glenn graciously came in, and we just whipped him around and stuck him in a chair and all asked him questions.
Yeah, well, I'm just so excited because Glenn and I worked at, you know, that workplace that he described is was a workplace that we were in together, and he really was a piece. It's pretty chaotic. We're at high energy, high drama, and he really was a a power of example and a peaceful presence in our workplace. And he walked through some fairly complex personal, you know, my personal problems are like all over the wall. Like you need hazmat to come clean them up. Walked through some very complex personal transformations and some personal issues, you know, as a peacefully and quietly. So one thing, because we do only have a little bit of time left, I'm hoping that, you know, Glenn can be on the show, come back again, because I think we all do forget about the power of our thoughts. And, you know, the secret got a real bad rant, you know, it started sounding like it was a shopping cart and you were just Samantha Stevens and you switch your nose and get shit, and that's not how it works. So two things I really want to ask Glenn. First, Glenn, how do you differentiate your, elderly people, because I often, you know this from working in hospice, are more tied to, you know, organized religion and things like that. Do you find pushback from any of your patients? Do you find that any of them feel that this is indeed woo-woo or witchcraft or some of the devil or something like that? Could you speak to that a little bit, how you incorporate this into people's existing belief systems?
Yep, I used to worry about my choice of words. I used to worry about my choice of words, and I was talking to a really good friend 8-9 months ago, and he reminded me, you know, just when you speak from your heart, you don't have to worry about the words you choose to appease people. And I actually employed that this summer. I was working with an 89-year-old man who was a Southern Baptist priest or minister. Real hardcore, real, I mean, according to his daughter, it was a pretty abusive upbringing. I mean, based on, you know, his being a minister in a Southern Baptist church. And at first she said to me, please be careful with your words, no woo-woo, he'll be explosive. And I went back to, and I appreciated her direction, but I went back to what my friend said to me 8 or 9 months ago. Just be calm and don't worry about the words you choose. All will be okay. And I didn't choose my words carefully. I just spoke to him as another human being. Yes, he's a Southern Baptist minister and he has his beliefs and I respect them but would never walk on them. However, I wasn't going to dance around the subject. He asked me to be there. He was having a lot of anger and anxiety and fear. And that was my role there, was to help comfort him. So I just did what I do best, and I just rolled up my metaphysical sleeves. I used Reiki. I used guided imagery. And I really didn't worry about the lingo. I did not worry about it, and it did not present a problem at all.
And I want to ask that, Glenn, because that is something I know. I'm glad because I'm known for it, that I know that in verbalizing and manifesting and other times, I used to be the worst one of it. And I've had people tell me, you know, and I say I have a blunt mouth. Everyone thinks I'm hyper. I love what Amy said the other night, Friday nights. Me and Amy talk fast because the guides are moving us, which is true. But I've always been hyper, and I'll say something out. Now, if I'm saying a lot of things that would not be exactly positive about my outcome, do you think the universe is grabbing onto each of those and spanking me with it? You know what I'm saying?
You are. I think it's different because were you talking about for yourself or when you're doing a reading for someone else?
For myself, it's like I get frustrated and I have a sense of humor, obviously, and I'll vent and I'll be saying, this is happening, and the potato head that I paid the bill to that never really realized that, you know, I work hard for this. You know, I'm just I'm saying these words out. Am I bringing more of that onto me? Or when you were saying speaking with your heart, the manifesting is, I'm a little confused. You're going to have to help me, Glenn.
Yep. That's Everything is a vibration. Like what you do for a living, being a medium, you and Amy, I mean, you're really tuning in to this higher frequency, this vibration, and you're interpreting it. I don't have those skills. But the law of attraction, that's the law of attraction is. The universal law of attraction is our connection to this higher source. It's like the medium, if you will, between the physical world and the non-physical world, and it's done or interpreted by vibration. So to answer your question, yeah, you want to choose your words and your thoughts carefully. You want to create, I call it a vibrational value. Do you want to have a vibrational value that's worth 99 cents, or do you want to create a vibrational value that's worth $99? And it's done by your words and your actions and your moods and your behaviors and all that. It's kind of like karma, if you will.
Oh, okay. Wow. I had a migraine all day, and that word vibrational value, it made my migraine go away because I was vibrating at a really low vibration. But one of our other co-hosts, and I hope you get to meet all these people individually, Glenn, over time, because you're really going to be a great fit to our little Psychics Gone Wild family, but she's in the chat room as Reverend KC, but name's Kelly, and I was telling her that you had the acronym DESIRE, and I was really excited because I really feel that the laws of attraction have been, you know, have jumped the shark, so to speak, you know.
Sure, exactly.
They seem to work well for manifesting Mercedes and beach houses, but I never really think about them for more lasting things. So I know that you and I've talked, and you've couched the power of manifestation, the laws of attraction, whatever words you want to wrap around it, with this acronym DESIRE. So can you really quickly tell the audience what DESIRE is?
And I wanted to just explain one other thing. You know, the law of attraction experts, you know, that have been out this decade, you know, 2000 through now, they're really pushing for possession. And my book is really pushing for experiencing. We're here to experience everything, not possess everything. When you possess something, I mean, you hear somebody that works their behinds off just to buy that Mercedes, and once they buy the Mercedes, you know, the thrill of it's gone after a few months, and they're moving on to something else. My book and concept is really about going for the life experiences. You can experience a Mercedes, but you don't need to necessarily own it, and I think the experience would be more enriching than the possession of it. But to give you... to answer your question about the acronym of DESIRE, all of the spiritual gurus, past and present, all talk about DESIRE. DESIRE is the soul purpose, the spirit's purpose is how I like to say it. It's your spirit's purpose, your journey in this world, DESIRE. And my program, DESIRE, is designed to bring you inward, to take the inward journey to connect to your desire. And as you're connecting to your desires, it also becomes the vehicle, the manifestation vehicle to manifest these desires. And desire means declare it, express it, see it, intend it, release it, and expect to experience it. And so I've determined that the seed of desire is not only the seed, it's also the vehicle, the manifestation vehicle to bring it into fruition. So that's what my program is about.
Spirit, because you talk too fast, I have it declare it.
Declare it. Express it. See it. Intend it. Release it. And expect to experience it. And most programs leave out the latter two, release it and expect it. Release it means you have to release control, which human beings have a very difficult time with that one. You have to release control of the situation. And release it also means you release it to a higher source. You have to trust that you'll get all the synchronistic events to lead you down the path of manifest it. It'll come, but you have to release your control.
If you don't release it, until you release it, you don't experience it. It's like, I thought of people who, remember my boyfriend Tony, he had to take pictures of everything. So, you know, he was so busy gathering the experience in the camera that he never got to experience the event until he looked at his pictures. I don't know what made me think of that, but is when we are like, oh, I want to go to Disney World, and it's like, we're going to do this at Disney World, one of those things is going to fall short of your trip to Disney World. And if you don't release it and let you know, fate and destiny mingle in with your free will, your experience is going to be less than it could be. Is that what you're saying?
It'll be severely hampered. You have to release the control. The whole metaphysical principle of the law of attraction is that it already exists. The possibility and the potentiality already exists. And if you don't release it, in DESI, declare it, express it, see it, and intend it, you're doing all the action. Get this thing rolling, and then now trust has to come in. You have to believe that you've done everything possible to manifest your desires, whether it be a dream job, a spouse. But then you have to release it out to the universe and trust that you have done everything appropriately and declare it, express it, see it, and intend it. And then the last thing is expect it. When you release it, you have to expect that it is going to return in your experience, that you will experience this.
Great.
A lot of people don't expect it. They kind of are like, well, maybe it'll come back, maybe it won't, maybe I'll experience it. Oh, well, tough luck if I don't. No, you have to expect it. You have to expect that you deserve to experience it, that you're worthy.
Very true, Glenn. And we've got you on the phone. The lines are going crazy. And 518, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. And we're getting you all in tonight. Grab on to your Halloween happy. How are you, 518?
Hi, how are you?
Really great. You've called Psychics Gone Wild. Obviously, you're listening here to Glenn and the Manifesting. Do you have a question for Glenn or for me or Amy or Dina, who's coming in a few minutes?
Well, actually, I'm a good friend of Glenn's, and I work hand in hand with him at the assisted living facility. And I did have a question for him, but I just wanted to give Glenn a big thank you for coming on and giving us his expertise. And I would like to just reinforce what Glenn said there about the trusting piece. I find that Glenn has taught me so much over the years that I've known him, and really that is the piece, I think, and the key piece for most people that, you know, struggle with it is to trust it, to, number one, and I like what Glenn also said, is taking the action. You know, that's a big thing. I think it's great to dream and, you know, imagine and be like a kid, but if we don't take some steps to get there, you know, it'll never come, whether it's the vacation, the car, you know, whatever it may be. But the second piece to that, you know, Glenn really touched on is that trusting piece, is that knowing intuitively that the action that we are taking, if, say, we get, you know, stuck or there are some roadblocks, we do have to, you know, trust that maybe we need to kind of go back to the drawing board and, you know, look at some other things that we can do. And, you know, sometimes it's just something as simple as taking a deep breath and taking a step back.
True, very true. 818, you're on live too. We're trying to get all of you guys in. The phones are packed. We're back. We've been Psychics Gone Wild. In the last 2 months, we've got everybody in here. Come on in. This is Psychic Jethro. We want you all involved. This is what this is. Is this an involvement? 818, what do you feel?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're Psychic
Hi.
Gone Wild. We've got Hi, Mr. Here. And what are you doing, 818?
Well, I was sitting in here listening to this show. It's so informative. And, you know, this is Dani Marie. I called in about a month ago, and Jethro, you gave me a reading, and it was so phenomenal. And I told you that I was a Reiki practitioner. Now, since I've talked to you, I became a Reiki 2 practitioner, and I know that you said I needed to connect with Dina, and I know that she's on today.
Hang on, because Dina's coming.
Yeah, I was trying to get an updated reading from you to see if there are any changes that you sense, and then also to see what Dina has to say.
Oh, you're a wicked one. You want both of us at the same time, right? Okay, well, you're on second.
You were on it. I still listen back to that show every day.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me. This has been a week.
I expressed it and saw it, and now...
Dana Marie, may I comment on something you said?
I'm sorry. I think that somebody was talking. I missed out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dana Marie, I wanted to congratulate you on something you said. This is Glenn, and you had mentioned that you got a reading and then you took all this action since the reading. And I want to congratulate you on that because you basically, Jethro was able to give you a vibrational reading or a vibrational interpretation of what you could expect coming up. And you took that information and you ran with it and you put action steps forward. And that's how it works. So I congratulate you for that.
Thank you so much, Glenn. Thank you. That means so much to me. You have no idea. Thank you so, so much. I mean, to me, that's what you're supposed to do, you know?
Correct. Exactly. You didn't sit on your laurels. He gave you information and you ran with it. And that is what we're supposed to, and that is what we should do for one another. Help each other along our path.
Yes, so I can't help anybody else. I can't help anybody else if I don't, you know, have all the tools. And it's a constant learning process. It's fun and helpful and everything like that. But you got to keep that learning going. And Glenn, this channel right here, they are the best. The best.
Oh, I know.
The best.
Number
so
two in the world. Supernatural. Amy Kavanaugh, number 75. Pamela Cummings, 78. Psychic Jethro, 55. I've been keeping track, and thank you, Dina. You also got a very good manifestation, because right now, if you go in, Dina is on the line, Danny. I got the D's. Now you got me all excited. Give me compliments. You got me flustered. Here we go. Dina, how are you tonight?
Hi.
How are you doing with the hurricane? She wants to have both of us at the same time, Dina. Should we give her Halloween wish?
Oh, bless you with the hurricanes. I've been sending Reiki to that area.
Yes. Yeah. No, we made up okay. It didn't hit here as hard. Okay. Thank goodness. You know, I'm sending prayers to all the people it did hit.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, wow. I know that's got to be rough out there, but you guys just hang in there, be strong, because there's lots of prayers and Reiki going that way for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Danny, did you put in on our site, we're giving away Christmas baskets. We're going to be giving the first one away Friday night with me and Amy live. We're going to spin the wheel. We've got actually envelopes and a bunch of names, everybody's emails in a basket. We're going to pull the name, and Coming Full Circle is one of the prizes. It's in Lynn Andrews, who's a phenomenal woman shaman. Her new book is in there to be given away. We've got Casey Kelly is going to be given a Destiny reading for the Destiny cards. We've got Aurora Rose reading in there. We've got... books. You have some more books. I can't tell you all the books. We, you know, it's just you've got to put in for the site. And tonight
I'm
we're giving away.
I was trying to find it and I couldn't find it at all. And I shot you an email to let you know. I don't know if you got it or not. But I went
off
the site
right.
And I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find psychicsgonewild.com. What you drinking? Where are you been?
I know, right? I found the site, but I couldn't find for the drawing. You told me to find for the drawing, and I couldn't find it.
Oh, it's a submission. Just put in your name there or send in just that you've been on the site. I think it comes up under Contact Us or Submission. It comes in there.
Okay.
That's okay. Okay, I'll give you that. I'm like, you want we give you all these goodies, and you give us, I don't know where you're hiding, Jethro. Well, I'm psychic. You got to find me. That's the fun of being psychic. I didn't even dress up for this. We're having a contest tonight. Those who put in to the email at psychicjethroaol.com, my costume this year is Van Helsing. And I'm going to show a picture on Facebook. Yeah, it's a good one. I thank you. I'm very proud of myself today that I was like, I'm celebrating this holiday. And then I get to now, Dina's our wild one. We've got her in the Best American Psychics. We've had some other psychics asking us. Dina Flanagan, I want to just thank you and encourage you. You've been the newest addition in our family this last month, and you just worked your little psychic bones crazy for us.
Oh, and, you know, I'm going as an angel this year. I'm trying to get dressed as I'm on the phone with you guys now so I can go meet my kids and trick-or-treat.
An angel?
Yes. How fitting, huh?
And I'm going to have you, I will give you that reading you asked for. I want you to give me your name real slow and then your date of birth, and I will go from there.
Okay. Dani Marie. Date of birth, August 23rd, 1974.
Okay. I'm also picking up with you some other energies. You've got some other cycle there that's happening. It's not just healing the metaphysical that's going on with you. There's also some other energies that are happening. The financial is going to be really doing some other work here. And part of it is what we were talking tonight. You got in at the right time. We've had 7 calls that couldn't get through, and you got in. And what I love about what they're showing here with you is that you're going to be getting some of the back. We call it spreading the wealth. And it's the financial of what you've been putting out in energy is going to be coming through. They're showing me a bridge coming through with you. I see a male. I see a male here that he has that funny smile. He has that smile if you don't know if he's smiling at you or he's being...
Mm-hmm.
He's got one of those smiles like that, and it keeps showing me that his energy, he's verbally, he doesn't say much, but when he does talk, he talks. Do you know who I'm talking about, or have you met this person? Because I feel that this person, you're familiar with this male.
Huh. Oh, my goodness, Jethro. I have to really sit and think about that. He talks, but he doesn't. I've met so many people in this past month, it's crazy, because they're all wanting services. I'm telling you, it's a blessing. I've met so many people. I wonder if it's the gentleman that I've been counseling here recently who broke his hand, and I'm about to give him Reiki. I sent him distance Reiki. His name is Azim.
Okay, that's part of the energy. I do see him. That's where I'm getting the energy, and it is him with the energy. I also see that he's going to be part of your life in some other areas. He's the one that's helping build the bridge. And I'm going to have you go and have Dina. You wanted both of us. Dina, are you picking up with her at all? I know the guides are messing with your phone. Dina?
Yeah, I missed all that because I got cut off. But yeah, if you could repeat.
Is we repeat. We'll have to go. She wants a reading with us, Dina. Go ahead and give her, Denny, your information and let her pick up from there, and you're going to get this double header you asked for. Happy Halloween.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Dina. My name is Dani Marie, and my birth date is August 23rd, 1974. And is there any other information you would like?
I know, just your question, whatever that was.
Well, I'm trying to follow in your footsteps. I talked to Jethro about a month ago, and he gave me some phenomenal information, and I told him that I was a Reiki practitioner 1 at that time, and he told me that I should definitely catch up with you, and since then I've become a Reiki 2 practitioner and done everything that Jethro has advised me to. And so now I'm just trying to see if there's any more information that I need or any other gifts that I'm supposed to start opening that I haven't yet. I do the Reiki, the crystal healing, and work with angels as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could definitely continue with the Reiki. That's going to be phenomenal for you. It's right through Reiki Master. Also, I feel like that your gift is teaching is what I'm being shown.
Okay.
So you should be, at some point, when you're comfortable enough, you should be teaching a lot of this that you've learned and a lot of knowledge. And you're going to be very good at that.
I'm getting the buzzes from it. This Dina is really giving you the energy, and we're both going back and forth. And the angels are telling me that not only are you going to do the teaching, but you're going to have some students that are also known. I see you sitting in a chair with some talk show. I see some other people. They're saying within a couple years, I see your name in a newspaper. This is exactly what Dina's getting there. This is well-renowned. That's why I want you to do the extra. Dina is phenomenal. She's sending you. Go ahead. Sorry, Dina. I jumped in too much.
No, that's great. So that's what I'm seeing. Like, that's the path you're headed, and it's going to be on an accelerated pace. So, you know, get ready, hang on for the ride, and just keep going, and keep going fast forward with it, because that's exactly where you're going to be, and you're going to help many. And, you know, the world needs that, so it's awesome. That's what I see for you. Also, I see you're very intuitive, too.
Yeah.
You can see what people need, and you can see how you need to give it to them,
okay.
Whether it be through words or through your healing or what have you, like reading, but not. It is reading. It's reading what they need. So I feel like that's going to be a key part of it, and that's the part you need to keep trusting.
Okay.
And that's the part you doubt, and that, you know, you're not sure sometimes. And you know you're not sure, oh geez, am I hearing that right or what have you, but keep trusting that, because it's going to become very strong.
Okay. Oh my goodness, you guys, this information you gave me, I could just pee my pants. I'm so excited.
Make sure you put Vantelzine. I'll give you two chances. I'll put two copies, put it in the box, and we'll be drawing it Friday night. Then again, Saturday, we'll announce the winners. We've got five for November. We've also put it together. We're putting together some other stuff. There's going to be dowsing rods. Amy Kavanaugh has put together. We have a gentleman from Texas that wants a picture of Amy. If she will sign one and put in there, he will send 120 chances in to me. He's tried to bribe, and you can't bribe us. Amy, he can win. He told him she's armor. Keep your hands off, Texas. So we're letting him know he gets the dowsing rods, and we've had some other people writing in that he just loves our Amy. We all love our Amy. We've been doing so phenomenal. Back to Glenn. We're on to Glenn Cakely tonight as our guest. And Glenn, we thank you for coming on and talking to us. We have another question for you, Glenn.
Great.
We have a person here that's asking about, they have worked with the idea of quitting smoking, and they want to know your opinion, Glenn, on what would you suggest for them to do, and how would they go about working with someone to actually quit smoking?
I don't know what they've used in the past, but everything is an inner journey, everything. If whatever you experience in your outer world has to first be experienced in your inner world, and a lot of times when it comes to smoking or weight loss or getting in shape, people kind of want a magic bullet, and I'm not suggesting that this caller wants a magic bullet, but hypnosis works wonders because it kind of takes you inward to change some of your belief systems. Well, why are you smoking? How long have you been smoking? Why did you first start smoking? And it kind of reprograms the beginning part of someone smoking. So that they can now make new, healthier choices going forward. Of course, being a hypnotist, I'm an advocate of using hypnosis for stop smoking, and I actually have a very good program called My Life Matters, because every life matters. When I work with somebody regarding smoking, I roll out all of my program. I utilize hypnosis, Reiki, chakra energy work, and coaching. I use it all because that is part of the inner journey for someone to change their habits.
Very good. Now, that is very good. And thank you. And they said that this will help and come in very handy. That is a very good thing. And those of you who have been watching with this, Glenn Cakely is a very good person. We've got some people that just came into the show. The phones are going nuts. Your gentleman friend, I hope, that was on earlier, if he lost, have him call back. Tell him Blog Talk sometimes will play with your phone. They're just grounded. They've done it to me as a host. I've had to sneak back in and find my own show. What we've got here, Glenn, is that we've got some other ones. We want to thank you for the time you've given us. We've got some more questions here. Glenn, would you just stay in here with me and Dina, and we got a couple more calls to take?
I will absolutely sit idle with you, yes.
Thank you very much. And Dina, you're still here and you're hanging down there. And I want to find out, hanging down there, that sounded so, God, I'm going to be kicked out of Disney World if I don't get my act together. I don't know what happened. I got ready for Halloween and I'm having this energy. And Dina, when you wrote me and we were talking on the, well, basically emailing, I really have had this intent that I think Sandy, I think this ocean and this whole energy that it's got has got some kind of Manatee or something with the storm. I've never been around hurricanes and it's making me, I don't feel myself. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's, we were talking about that earlier tonight. And that's what we feel. We're feeling all this energy. It's just so bizarre and strange. And, yeah, I don't feel myself either. It's different. It's
our
swirled
Amy,
up. It's like swirled up.
Our Amy was over there on Jacksonville. She's over on the other side, more by the coast of it. And I just worry. I think, you know, I've got to be intense for her. Amy, are you sensing any of that over there? That energy?
Oh, I can't even tell you because I'm from New Jersey and the Jersey Shore that has just been. I'm getting goosebumps trying to say it, but you know, the Jersey Shore, the ocean has always been my safe place, and and New Jersey. Where I grew up, those are my first memories of going to the ocean and realizing how special the ocean was. And it is a huge storm. At one point in time, it went from like the Bahamas to Detroit. That is a huge pattern of energy. I mean, and look at the decimation it caused, you know, all up and down the East Coast, doing that same thing to our head. And it was weird because, you know, because I'm so loud on Facebook, all sorts of people from my other high school friends and people that know me from my other incarnations on this planet have been, you know, I'm glad that I post everything because in the past week, so many of them have reached out with really personal, touching things that they were scared to ask. And they were like, I thought maybe you could help. And the first thing I said, well, a lot of these thoughts are just being created by the energy of this weather pattern. And I
very
think
true.
That this storm had to be this big. You know, some people joke, including me, you know, how Pat Robertson would say, oh, the hurricane is because, you know, it's not, you know, Seaside Heights, where the Jersey Shore was filmed, took part of the worst brunt. So, you know, it's a wake-up call. I had a spirit guide tell me the other day, I mean, a couple months ago, that a large metropolitan area is going to be in a situation where they're all going to have to meet their neighbors and learn urban camping. And lo and behold, we look at New York City. And so it's real. We need to pay closer attention to, we feel like we create our moods and everything like that. And to a certain, we create our reaction to these things. But there are outside forces, just like the outside forces that always mess with Blog Talk Radio and start calling people from my phone while I'm in the middle of a radio show. Or cut us off. I was on a weekend long, 2-day, you know, marathon. Everybody was getting cut off. Energy is real. Positive energy is real, and negative energy is real. So, you know, we just have to kind of look when we get out of sorts. And I mean, I really need to take my own advice because I had a really bad day today because I was just letting too many real low vibration things consume me, cut me off from, you know, and cut me off from the higher vibrations. I had like a cement piling in my third eye. It was just full of cement, and my root chakra was just like, you know, the size of Texas. So, the storm is very real.
Okay, and 903, you're on Psychics Gone Wild, and we have a lot of wild tonight. It's Halloween, and we've got everybody aboard. So this is Psychic Jethro. How are you, 903?
Hi, I'm just fine, thank you. How about you guys? How are you?
Good. Well, you go. Have you got a specific question, anybody you want to pick out of the crowd? It's Halloween, and we're letting you trick-or-treat who you want to meet.
It's, you know, either yourself or, you know, whoever may feel, you know, you or Dina, you know, or Glenn. I just, you know, wanted to see what I just kind of feel like I'm kind of plateaued in my life right now. Just kind of trying to figure out which direction to go, and just was wondering what you may intuitively see, or what you might, what advice you might have, or what you might feel or pick up.
Okay. Dina, can you feel, are you there with me?
Yeah, yes. I feel like that you're kind of fighting change. You're resisting it. And you know that it's time for some change, but for some reason you just keep resisting and keep resisting. So what you have to do is you just have to let it go and just trust. Just let it go and trust, and you're going to see a lot of things opening up for you. I feel, are you looking for work, job change?
Just a synopsis, long story short, 15-year marriage came to an end, you know, just trying to decide, I mean, you know, I guess there's any possibility of that reconciling or not, you know, if not, you know, whether to stay or to move, you know, and kind of just start fresh or, you know, stay and see if things work out. But, I mean, I'm not talking just moving down the block. I'm talking, you know, a major move.
Well, what I'm feeling is major move. I'm feeling like this is what I was talking about when I said you've been resisting change. Like, I feel like the marriage hasn't been working for a while. And you just kind of been resisting that, and so it just happened. So I'm feeling like it's time for major change on all levels, including, you know, moving away from that, moving into like a different job or a different area. I feel like a lot of big change is happening once you make a decision. Of course, the decision is yours. And if you decide to reconcile, you know, you can do that too. But I'm feeling like a major move is more in order for you. Like it's going to open a lot of things for you. Going to move things forward. It's what you're going to, at first, you may not like it so well, but after a while, you're going to really, really be like, well, why did I wait so long for this? It's a lot of good things are just going to start opening up and happening for you that you've been wanting. You just didn't know how to get there.
And Glenn, we've got you here too. That's great. Thank you, Dina. Yes, it's true. Glenn, would you like to add to that? With this person obviously called the right night.
I would, actually. It was, she was very descriptive of her situation. She felt like she plateaued. That's a clear sign of resistance. What are you resisting? Why are you afraid to move forward? What's keeping you feeling stuck? And really the answers are in you. And you've kind of already delved on some of those answers, and I think you do know what your best course is. What I would do tomorrow, wake up, throw your arms open, and say, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for the unknown. I trust. Say things like that. Open your heart. Open your mind to new possibilities, and you will start noticing new things coming into your life, leading you on a new path. It's pretty remarkable.
Okay. I mean, and do you see any, I mean, is it better to just not even try to work out the relationship? I mean, is there, you know, any hints of somebody new up ahead? I mean, as far as making the move or staying, I mean, I've got family and friends here. I've got family and friends there. So, you know, I'd be okay either way, and I feel real positive about that. I think my thing is I think I still have that thread, kind of the umbilical cord, if you will, you know, just kind of still holding me, you know, maybe at the hopes that, you know, things would, you know, would turn back around for me.
A dear friend of mine shared some wisdom with me about 8 years ago when I was going through my divorce. And his wisdom was, who convinced everybody that you have to it's marriage until death do you part? Who convinced everybody that has to happen? And his words of wisdom were, what if we just went in and out of relationships and let the relationships bring us where they could bring us, the furthest they can bring us, and when they're no longer able to bring us any further, what if we just part ways and then moved into another relationship and grew and healed with someone else until we got everything we could out of the relationship and there just wasn't anything left? He goes, that's not a bad thing. And I tend to agree with that.
Okay. Well,
I agree with that, too.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. you know, and
very excellent.
You kind of go through the fruit bowl and pick the best fruit and weed your way through the fruit basket, I guess.
We're going
to
take
be open to all the goodness that will come into your life. That's all you need. Just give it up and be open to it.
We're going to take just a minute, everybody, and we want to thank you. Gina's here, Glenn's here, Jethro's here, we're all here. And we're going to take just a minute and do a little bit of music. Everyone have a little drink. Don't go anywhere. 215, you're coming up next. 203, we got you. 818 and 206. Hang on to your hats because it's Happy Halloween on Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you. And that was a beautiful Colors of the Wind. Here we go. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and tonight we have went wild. We started out and we still have Glenn Cakley, a phenomenal hypnotist. I'm going to mess that up tonight. I'm having one of those days of dry mouth, and we're going to have some really positive outcome when you guys all listen to this later, because I've messed that up every time I said it. Hypnotist and very phenomenal gifted man who's been on tonight talking with us, has a book coming up, very much a Reiki master, trying to get him to work with us and maybe come on Psychics Gone Wild and do some really great classes where we can do a good class to help you guys manifest those dreams and those goals you want. Glenn's been on tonight. We want to welcome Glenn back. Glenn, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you, Jethro, for that great introduction. You're amazing. I appreciate it.
I'm working on it. You know, they tease me. I got to make a friend because I've been beat up before. You know, just kidding. I actually kind of honorary, if you guys know me. I'm just joking. I'm in the silly. 207, this is our wonderful and phenomenal Dina Flanagan. All of you know that she came with us and has always been gifted. Dina is not only born with this gift. Dina is a very exceptional healer herself and helps a lot of people. Dina does hold down the regular world and like Glenn, and still is helping you guys on the side. I want you guys to all realize that Halloween has been a special treat. Those of you got to get in and get more than one of us at a time and have a little fun. We've had fun. Dina, how are you doing in that lovely weather you're in?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Yes, it's been warm and really good here. We just had, you know, some winds, and we were lucky that the weather was, you know, didn't hit here. So, yeah, we're doing pretty good.
And we got you put back together. Did you notice for Halloween that I did not take off your head? Well, actually, I can't say it. My girlfriend, Kay, put your picture on. She did a phenomenal job. You have all your pictures out there. We had a lot of people asking me, who is Dina? Why did you cut her head off? And why did you piece her together? You know the show we did that? I was still getting emails. I'm like, I really kind of, I don't want this ever just cut and taped or the feds will be at my house and I don't want to go to jail. Dina, stay safe. Stay safe and stay up there good. But we just got this most silly night and I love the deer with you. Dina, please tell everyone how they can get a reading and where to contact you if they'd like to get with you.
Well, you can either call me at 207-752-1399 or get in touch with me at psychichealer11@gmail.com or SESSENCEOT@AOL.com, SNCOT@AOL.com. Those are the three places I can be found, or I have a store up in Maine, if you're ever up in Maine, and you can come see me there, too.
Rockin', and you're the reason. I want everyone to know, go to your stores, your bookstores. Maine is selling Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro. I like screamed. I went outside. I'm yelling up there. Thank you. Everybody that takes my book, we love you so much. I really am excited. We are giving out a contest. Anybody who wants a half an hour reading will send me a receipt from the Barnes & Noble in Colorado Springs. We have a book that got out, and it got in the wrong area. And the joke is, I'm psychic. I'm not going to tell them what the area is. I will tell you over the radio. Do not look in New Age for Living in the Psychic Realm. Someone thought I was a book for self-improvement. If you look in self-improvement for the book and you buy the book and it says Colorado Springs on the receipt, I will give you a free half an hour reading because Barnes & Noble wants to know and they need to know that book needs to sell. So any of you guys that are listening out there, please do me that favor and I'll give you that half an hour reading. And I will make it worth your while. I mean, that sounds really decadent tonight, and I'm just being silly, but I will give you a very good, excellent reading, one you can take to the bank. So I'm going to go right into 203. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing real good. It's Woody. You have been grounded, Woody. No, I'm teasing you. It's good to hear from you. You call us on Halloween. Why are you not out there dancing, making music, and getting popular?
But I've been try to get some agency to represent me and my partner and just try to book with other, you know, just try to network. I was wondering what you saw with that, just start doors opening, connecting with the right people.
Ooh, you got lucky. You got me and Dina both tonight on Halloween. Dina, are you picking up with Woody anything? And then I'll fill in and you'll get both of us tonight. How's that, Woody?
Good.
Yeah. So it was kind of coming in and out. So you want to know what's going to happen as far as your business and network?
Yeah, career wise. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like that you're out there doing networking now. But I feel like there's a few places that you haven't hit yet that you just need to keep going because soon within the month of November, I believe, that you're going to run into the right places of opening some doors. It could be somebody you know already, like somebody through somebody you know already, or somebody suggested. But you need to keep going because, like I said, in November, I feel like some doors will be opening for you if you just keep going and keep going and keep going. It's a little bit, you know, tedious to have to keep doing and probably going back to some of the same places or keep going, but just keep doing it because I feel like it's going to work. It's going to work for you.
And I'm going to put him over to the chair now. We're going to spin you around, Woody, and you get to talk to our wonderful guest tonight and phenomenal gentleman is Glenn Cakley. Glenn, what would you suggest and help with Woody here, and then I'll give you my reading after that.
Well, if I heard Woody correctly, I mean, he already is taking action. Is that correct, Woody?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just got a great reading from Nina, and I was, unfortunately, my phone was cutting in and out, so I did not hear all of it, but the fact that you are taking action is a wonderful thing. I think Nina said to you that there were avenues that you haven't explored yet. Be open to it all. Be open to it all. Even if you think it's silly, be open to it, because that's how the creative process works. It just shows up when you least expect it. It shows up in the ways that you would not have expected it. If you try to micromanage the process, you're going to get in your own way. So I would just open yourself up to all possibilities. Keep your eye on the goal that you're trying to achieve, and let everything else fill in on your behalf as you're taking those action steps. You'll be led in the right direction. Just give yourself the opportunity to hear and listen what you're being told to do. Okay.
Thank you very much, Glenn, and we welcome with the fact that all of you who are listening in tonight, you know, remember to like us on Facebook. I know a lot of you guys are realizing that we do this. I know this is fun for you, but please, as a reciprocate, Glenn, is it spelled exactly how it is, K-A-K-E-L-Y? Can they find you, G-L-E-N-N, that's double N, Cakely, on Facebook to like?
Yes, and more importantly, I run a Facebook page called Grow Yourself Daily. And if our friends could click like on Facebook under my Facebook page, Grow Yourself Daily, I would really appreciate it.
Same here with me on that. Do the like, you know, because it's like, and I got Psychic Jethro. I had a thing. I got my feelers hurt. I have a grandson who's 3 years old that has more people that love him than are working on the like. No, I'm not kidding. I know you guys love me, but he has more likes. And it's like, now, wait a minute. He's three, and I know he's getting a little help from his dad who's, you know, has to, like, rub it into me. But obviously, you know, I want you guys to really put those likes on there. It does mean a lot to us, and it's a really good way of going through for the site. We had a lot of you guys sharing. We've got a phenomenal thing I want to introduce real quick. And, Woody, I apologize. I'm not holding you back for a bad reason. I just want to get it all in because we've got a show. Is that what we've got here, Woody, with you and the energy and the strength and what the guys are showing me is I see two things happening. I see this being lights, and they're showing me what the light's going with you. They're showing me that the green and the energy is going to strengthen around you. And the reason that they're telling me with the lights and the green, Woody, is as I read for you before, and you know, and you remember I was accurate with it, which I, you know, was saw with the other things happening with you, is that you're doing a strengthening, Woody, and that's exactly what the guides want to have happening. That green light is go. I agree very much in both of the readers there, and sometimes we don't always agree. You've heard those shows. I agree with the manifesting of what you know, Glenn was saying, exactly right on to get you there. What I'm really feeling is I feel the disagreement is coming from inside your stomach. I feel that there's a light on in there, and I feel something's going on. I see you grabbing it, and you're the parent driving that steering, and you're going, I'm a dad, I'm a rocking dad, I've got a family. And I see what's going to happen here is that I see it's going to come together really good for you. I had a personal experience today. Professionally, I didn't get something I felt I should have been in for. I've realized, you know, even the psychics have energy. What I'm going to give to you, Woody, was the best advice that I had a friend give to me today. They said, you know, the reason you didn't get this is something better is coming. And it dawned on me just in that quick that, okay, I'm a psychic, I assumed. We've got to go out and do it exactly what Glenn just said and exactly what Dina's telling you. Get out there, grab a hold of it. It's like skiing. It's like dating that girl that doesn't want to have fun. I don't care if you got to take her out on the floor on the fifth time, politely teach her to smile, have a good time. You're a very phenomenal person, Woody. You've got friends like us behind you. I don't go tonight asleep, I should let you know, without saying a prayer for you, Woody. I know you're going to do well in music. If I have to go sing on every mountain, grab everybody, roll them to your door, slap them down in front of your band with your music, I've got that kind of belief and conviction in you because you're my friend and you've stuck up for us on Psyche's Gone Wild and been not only a loyal fan and listener, one of our real steadies on the nights when even I had bad nights, which we know I did. So, Woody, I'm there. I'm your friend. I'm there for you. You know, and I feel this is going to come through, and I see that there's also going to be another door opening. I see there's going to be another person, something about Lainey, and they're telling me Lainey, and it's got to do with it. And when it does, you're going to feel that feeling. You know, if you've listened to The Secret and seen the part where they show the eye and it's like this magic thing, you'll feel this feeling. It's like, ooh, you're going to feel a little bit. They said, take the faith and go ahead and do it. Lainey's going to be good for you. So I hope that helped you, Woody, and
okay.
Happy Halloween.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. You rock on. We're going to have a lot of fun here with everybody, and we're having it go. I hope I'm helping all of you. We're trying to whip you through. We've got a couple calls left to go. We're down to the last. We're going to thank our friend Glenn. Glenn has been such a gracious person. We have him come in for a whole hour and a day, and he's like, you said we won't feed you, Glenn. We've run out of food. We always say here this is the time of the night, but we love having you back. Obviously, you're going to be on in November with our Amy Kavanaugh. And thank you, Glenn, for giving us your time.
Thank you for being a fantastic host. I don't know how you do what you do, but you do it extraordinarily well. Thank you.
Thank you, and bless you, rock on. And we're going to turn right around and let Amy do a little award here. Amy's going to let everybody know what we're doing, and what we're doing is we're having a Tampa Psychics Gone Wild in the Sun class. Tell us, Amy, what's going on with
okay,
me and you.
Yeah, you know, we are using Glenn's desire principle to create a weekend workshop in Tampa. You know, most people would plan something like this for a year out, but our spirit guides are telling us that we need all hands on deck now. So we are officially announcing our weekend workshop in Tampa. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is January 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can register for all or part of it, and we're going to break it down. Sunday's really going to be more for reading, so if you can join us for all or part of it, if you want to spend a part of it, and then take the kids to Disney World. The other thing that we're going to do to help people, because like I'm always telling people that, you know, everybody is stuck in such a collective poverty mentality right now. All you have to do is turn on the news. Our government tells us we have no money. Our paycheck tells us we have no money. But we're getting ready for a world where money's not going to matter as much as your other gifts. So we're going to also offer a way that you can earn towards your tuition. And we're calling it tuition because it will be a learning experience. For readings, and we haven't exactly assigned all the points yet, but for readings that you get or referrals you get for give for readings between now and the conference, you will get points for. For getting other people to register for the conference, you will get points. And we are also going to award one scholarship, and that's going to be based on an essay. So details for all of this stuff will follow as we flesh them out. But the one thing that's going to happen, and even if it's just me and Jethro sitting in Tampa at the bus station, we are having a three-day workshop in Tampa on January 11th, 12th, and 13th. So keep an eye out for fares. If you need to fly to Orlando, we can get you to Tampa. We're going to be doing, Jethro's going to be teaching, you know, the medium development and getting in touch with your intuition. I'm going to be teaching about dowsing rods and the chakras and things like that. And all the things that we talk about, you know, from night to, all the things we talk about from night to night and all the different things that you can do to increase your vibrational level, we are going to play around with that weekend. I'm hoping Glenn's going to come down and teach us some more about, you know, so it's going to be real experiential. And if we get enough people, it might work out where we're going to have breakout sessions, and you can either go to dowsing class or desire class, or go out and swim in the ocean in mermaid class, you know. But it is going to happen. And what, if, you know, what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. We know how it's, but what exactly is going to happen is really going to depend on each of you. I'm also going to be posting something where you can set up an account, give the information to your friends and your family who are looking for something to get you for Christmas. So instead of getting a fruitcake or, you know, something else that is just going to end up in the Goodwill pile, people can seed your tuition for this first and what's going to be the first of many
weekend experiential classes at Blog Talk Radio at Psychics Gone Wild University. So,
yes. And I will include a certificate from me that those who take the class, I will be working with you on only meditations. We'll do a past life regression work. We'll also sit down and do some strengthening to learn to psychic develop and do psychic defense, adding with some of the tools we'll be putting together. We've had a lot of requests, and I will be teaching you how to palm read. So it's something I've done very phenomenal with, and it'll be a palm reading class. You'll have handouts to take home with you. There will be at the end where we do it, because I'm going to give you a certificate where you've been to Psychic Jethro's class, signed, sealed, and set. And even better, which I love to do, all of you guys know, is I love to bake and cook. So any of you who do come to it are going to get to try out two of my best recipes. One, my chocolate cake recipe, which is award-winning. I got to warn you, if you like chocolate, you're going to fall in love with it. Ask medium Celeste in Sedona. I had people would like try to come to the house and take it from us. I want you to also know that I'm going to do our lucky cake. It's a very magic recipe that always brings financial and good things, and it's going to be my things that I will make for it. For those of you who like it, it's like a spice cake, but it's very much positive. It has all these magical positive things. All of you know I'm Christian, but it brings about bringing in good intent. And I think for what we're doing, we're going to talk with Glenn. Glenn's looking at maybe coming down, and we'd like to get Glenn to help us. And this first one, we know, like Amy said, it's going to be me and Amy, and then we're going to do another one later, too. So definitely. But we get enough of you guys coming down, get a hold of us. Call me at the 7... I can't even do my phone number until I start to give you Kelly's number, 928-284-0437, or call, you know, and get a hold of Amy. But you guys call us, get a hold of us, and Amy and me will set it up with you. We're doing $295 early birds. If you wait, it could be $350 a person, but we've got ways to help you. We've got it affordable. You know, getting you down here, getting it going on, like she was saying, it's so fun. We're looking forward to it. I've had some people even ask me, I said, if we get enough people, I'll even make a dinner, and I'll do like ask me to do Italian, or you can decide what you want. I got to warn you, I'm very excellent at everything, but I'm not too good at Asian food. We'll have to go out if we do Asian. But I am a very good cook. I love this. This will be fun. We'll have fun. We'll do class. We're just going to be Psyche's Gone Wilder, Wild, Fun in the Sun. And we're looking forward to any of you guys' input. I've already got some people sending. We've got stores here that are talking about helping. And what we're going to do is we're going to have it here in Tampa, and we're going to have the third day we will go out and do work with the nature, and I will do Raising Your Totems right there on the beach at Clearwater. Anybody that's ever seen Clearwater, Florida, it's heaven on the sand. We're going to be there. We're going to be picking up, you know, get some shells. I do highly promote that, you know, you guys get a chance. We'll do a little shelling and stuff. We're checking out places. We still haven't come up with all of it. We heard of a place that has beautiful sand dollars, and we're looking at maybe going there. So we'll be checking that out. Me and Kay will be checking that out for you here. You have to get up early, I hear, and do that. And all of you guys know I will do it for seashelling yourself, but we'll do that. We'll have some fun around this physical and metaphysical, jam-packed with Amy doing healing with you, working with the balancing your chakras, heightening the energies. We're working with you on emotionals, grieving. Like we said, we're trying to get with Glenn. That's still in the going. And we welcome you, 215. You're on live. How are you, 215?
Hi, how are you doing, Jethro?
I'm doing real good. And you've had it with me and Dina Flanagan and Amy Kavanaugh on Happy Halloween. And I think this is Diana.
No, this is Shalina.
Shalina, I'm so glad you had me scared. See, you scared me on Halloween.
Halloween. I wanted to scare you.
You did a good job, and Diana told you to call with that number and just scare Jethro, didn't she? She started this.
So how are your Halloween, all of you guys? Having a nice Halloween so far?
Oh, yes.
And Dana, I understand you're from New Jersey. I'm right on the outside. Well, I live in Jersey, not too far from Atlantic City, and I moved just back to Pennsylvania 4 years ago. But I got hit not too bad. My shed blew up in the air and came back down. But my heart goes out to everybody that got hit pretty hard there, though. No. But anyway, I'm just calling for a reading tonight. I prefer anybody, it doesn't matter.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. So, do you have a question, or what would you like to know?
Well, I was looking to see if I want to move soon, like, within the with my financials and everything like that? I mean, when would be best for me to move?
When it would be best for you to move?
Yes. Like, you know, I want to move because I'm having problems. Just a general reading would be fine.
Yeah.
What do you mean, my birth date?
Your name and your birth date?
My name is Serena. And
Selena.
Yes, 4/19/1960.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of the phones are breaking up tonight, so I caught bits and pieces of that as well. So you want to know when your finances are going to get better so that you can move?
No, I'm having problems where I live at, and I was wondering if you see a move for me.
Oh, okay. Well, I do see one, but not right away. I don't see it's going to happen right away. There's some things that you have to clear up or whatnot first, you have to have the money for a move first. I just see some waiting time, some lag time there. I see eventually that you will, but just not right away. Anything else you want to know, like, about that or...
Yeah, like, will it be, like, soon? I mean, like, in the next couple of months or, you know...
Oh, yeah, no, I don't feel like it's going to be within the next couple of months. I feel like it's going to be at least probably 6 months before you can actually move to where you want to move to is what I'm hearing.
Okay, so
Go ahead.
We were breaking up, but is it going to be like a move I'm going to be happy with?
That's why it's going to be a while, because if you were to move right now, I'm feeling like it just wouldn't be the time, so you wouldn't be happy with it. But if you let it play itself out and you know, let it, you just, there's some things you have to do or put in place before you can move. So if you let those happen, then this move will come easier, and it will be something that you will enjoy doing rather than something you have to do or kind of upset about doing.
Oh, well, that sounds really great, because I want to move somewhere. I mean, I think anybody, wherever we move, we should be happy. You know, I'm not happy here, and I wherever I move, I just want to be happy and comfortable, and, you know, I have animals with me that I don't want to give up. You know, I want to be able to get them with me.
Yeah, that's all part of that, what I was saying, those things you have to put into place before you can move. That way, it's just going to be better if you wait. Have the patience to wait, and you'll see things working out the way you want them to.
Yeah.
Now, will it still be in the state of Pennsylvania, or will I be moving back to New Jersey?
I don't know. Jethro, what do you see on that one?
I feel that it is going there with you and the energy of, they said, with it back in New Jersey. And I tell you, part of what's happening here, and I can see what the guides are doing this to me and me and Dina when we're trying to hear, that's what's going with the phones, because we've had okay till now. Your phone isn't just all that's doing it. Your guides are doing this for a deliberate reason. There's something you have to finish where you are, and that's why Dina's correct on the patience. And what I keep seeing is I see you've got some of the tears here. This is a strengthening for you and your animals. It seems like you guys are, you're sitting back, like I see you guys like resting, panting, kind of picking up your pace before you head around that next turn. It reminds me of back home with when they were up above where I lived and above us was sled dogs, and they would all get this energy and this momentum before they came around a corner real swift to make sure, you know, they've been trained to make sure they pull the sled. And I feel that's what you're going through, and I feel that's why you're going to be going through it there. And they said there with it. They also are telling me with you that you've got something in healing you're going through. Dina has been sending energy to since we started on the phone. I can feel it. She's helping heal you. You've got something going on here, a little physical with you.
And like what physical? Like in my body, you mean, Jethro?
Yeah, I feel like you're something that's not, something's not feeling right, and it's been trying to tell you, and I'm not being mad at you, please don't take it wrong, it's because I care, but I feel like you need to kind of stop and see there's something that's, you're not feeling real comfortable, and it's aches and hurt for a while, and the guys are telling, that's why they're making you delay too, and it's sad, stress has gotten to you, you need some vitamin B's.
I started taking B12 Well, that's good that you said that. Yeah, it's my lower back that really bothers me, and I keep pushing myself, working and stuff, when I should just lay back and relax, but I'm anxious to get out, you know, like where I'm at. Like, I think if I just move fast enough and work. But when I was listening to your show earlier, and which caught me, you and Dana were saying that after the storm, you guys feel funny. I woke up this morning, and all I've been doing is, like, crying off and on today. I just don't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, something's, like, really bothering me, and it's a shame because I don't know what it is.
I agree with what we were saying in the energy, and what the guides are telling me with you is that you're shedding off some things, and that's what, I mean, do you feel that, Dina? They keep saying she has to wait, and your heart's heavy, and there's a little bit of hurt with you that's the tear, you know, people argue about tears, and sometimes tears are the best thing. It's like a way for, what I call it, detoxing my soul. And it is putting that energy out, you know. It feels like they're telling me there's a hurt, and it isn't just your back. I feel that you've had some things that gone on for a while, and you kind of bit the bullet. Some people were not nice to you.
Oh, that's definitely true. My family, I try to get close with them, and they just keep hurting me over and over again.
Oh, that's what I feel it is, and I think that's what's happening. I can tell. I've got, you know, you didn't know I still have Amy still clued in there, and Amy's a healer, and you've got speakers of these two healers, and I'm getting the giggles because my hair sitting here is going woom woom, and I'm like, okay, you know, I think we got the energy. But what is happening is you've got both of these two very strong individual women putting energy, and I can feel it. They also tell me that in time, there's some other feelings that's going to come out of this. They're going to realize the wrong, and that's what's hurting you, is they haven't realized that they were mean to you, and they feel justified, and they weren't. They were basically callous, and you've got my prayers, because the angels are telling me that this isn't karma. This is just malicious. This was some very deception and some words and some things said, and there's where the tears are with you that's happening. And I you've got my prayers. I do have, we've got 3 minutes left. Are you going to make sure you put in for our Christmas basket? You might be the winner of those books and that fun stuff and those divining rods, and, you know, we're giving that away.
I sent you an email on your AOL when I was listening to your show, so I hope you get that.
I'll get it, and it'll count, and I will wish you blessings. You need some of those positive things, and I'm gonna put some prayers out for you, too. Make sure you follow with us and keep us in your list. You know, we're a spiritual program. I know people, I will argue that with my gift, but I'm very Christian, and all of us on this show are a white brotherhood and sisterhood. The angels put us together, and I feel you're one of our sisters, so blessings to you.
Thank you very much. I really need it. I thank you all.
I will send you some beautiful healing light later.
This is Amy, and I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to say I was in that same place earlier today, and it was caused by the same people, my family. You know, we entered into contracts to come to light, to Earth, and learn lessons with these people. My family had me in the fetal position, and my third eye felt like cement. And I did a visualization with a woman where I was breathing through my third eye and out through my heart, breathing in through my third eye, out through my heart. And I got that little circle going, and it was kind of like jump-starting the car or something like that. When ancient wounds get opened again, which is what our families do, they take us back to a place before we learned all these tools that we now have to work with. So the tools don't, it's like they're right there, but they're like on the other side of a wall. So with breathing through the third eye, out through the heart, got me reconnected with a higher energy, and reminded me who I really am, and I'm not that scared little girl that can be manipulated and hurt and exploited like I was before I had those tools. So hopefully that visualization will help. And just think of your psychic spawn wild family holding you in the light. These are difficult times. We really need to allow our bodies some time to absorb this storm, especially since you do live up in the Northeast. There's a lot of energy tied to the storm. So don't underestimate that. And Kelly in the chat room is saying, let it roll off like water off a duck's back. And again, that, you know,
There's so many places you can do that. You know, it's like so many of us can do the extraordinary, but we can't do the ordinary. And so that's just my little piece of advice before we
very
run out
of time. Yeah, we got 60 seconds. I want to say everybody goodbye before we go. Happy Halloween. We love all of you. This was a very good back.
Thank you, Dina.
Nice. You rock, Dina. This was your night. You shared it with me and Glenn Cakely. And you, Kelly will be on Sundays. Those of you who miss Kelly, Casey Kelly's usually on Wednesdays. She's going to be doing Sundays nights. We're back open. And get your coffee, 719-289-4907. You want to be happy, call Kelly. She'll make you laugh. She's a very good person, 719-289-4907. We've got 15 seconds. And 413, I thank you. I apologize you didn't get in tonight. The phone keeps...
Thank you.
10 seconds. We bless you. Call us again. We'll be having fun tomorrow night, and it's going to rock at 8 p.m. with Psychic Jethro and Psychic Rye. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.